CEO Business Mind, the radio show for entrepreneurs, small business owners, and professionals. Whether you own or run a business or would like to start one, this is the place for all the answers. Now, here's your host, Joe Morabito.
And this is Joe Morabito with CEO Business Mind. Welcome to my show. If you want to get to me, it's really easy. Just Google CEOBusinessMind.com. Look for the box that says subscribe. Type in your email information. Follow the confirmation instructions. And if you do that, you can take a look at my blog postings going back several years. They're informational. You can see some of the businesses that we're in. You can even check out some of the job openings that we sometimes have in the United States and once in a while even outside. If you're interested in my political ramblings, and they are ramblings, you can go to nationalfreedomforum.com. Look for the box that says subscribe. Same process. Type in your email information. Follow the confirmation instructions. And if you do that, you'll get my political blog postings pretty much every day. If you're interested in one of our growing businesses, Paragon Home Resources, just go to paragonhomeresources.com. Look for the line that says blog. Click on it. Same process. Type in your email information. Follow the confirmation instructions. And if you'll do that, you'll get my home-related blog postings, usually a couple, two, three times a week, sometimes more. If you've missed any of my shows and you can't bear to miss any of my shows, just go to TalkZone.com, and all of my podcasts are hung there, and you can make up any show that you've missed and take a listen of my podcast. They're all there. Okay, we always start the show with seeing the train coming. And I got to tell you, this train, honestly, runs through a psychologist or psychiatrist office because I think Joe Biden has completely lost his mind. He wants to pay illegal aliens $450,000 each for their inconvenience. Apparently, the ACLU is suing the federal government because when Trump was president, and illegal aliens came across the border with their children. And keep in mind, we didn't always know if the children belonged to these adults or not. The children were separated from parents who, because they crossed the border, committed a crime. Now, keep in mind here, folks, that if someone commits a crime in our country and they're convicted, obviously that person usually goes to jail. He doesn't get to bring his children with him. And so this notion that somehow these illegal aliens who entered our country illegally, that's why they're called illegal aliens, and committed a crime, theoretically, that could have resulted in jail time, probably should have, or deportation, as the case may be. They were deported, actually. And then the children remained in our country. Eventually, they were reunified with their parents. But because they suffered inconvenience, now, folks, I understand. I mean, you know, I have grandchildren. The notion that, you know, my grandchildren or my children when they were little would have been taken away from us for some reason, you know, that wouldn't have gone over very well with me. On the other hand, I wouldn't have been crossing the border illegally requiring this to happen. So anyways, Joe Biden, in all of his, I won't say wisdom, because I'm not sure he has any wisdom from what I see every day, he wants to give, really it's the Biden administration, I don't know who in the administration has come up with this scheme, but he wants to give these people $450,000 for each person in the family. Now keep in mind, these poor people coming from these poor countries in their wildest dreams, probably would not earn $450,000 in their entire lifetime in most cases. The notion that Biden, or really the Biden administration, wants to settle the case with the ACLU by giving these people $450,000 each tells me that Biden has gone from dementia to Alzheimer's. There can't be any other explanation because this socialist scheme is so stupid that I just don't even understand what the heck he's doing. And more importantly, you know, talk about a draw. Put a welcome home sign on the border. Come on over. Come on up. We've already got thousands of people headed to our border. When they hear that all they have to do is cross the border and somehow be inconvenienced that the ACLU, which I'm convinced is supposed to be American Civil Liberties Union, it's really the American Communist. I don't know. They're communist. They're just communist, whatever. The point is, once these illegal aliens all over South America, really all over the world, hear that if you get into our country and you're inconvenienced, that the United States government, really the taxpayer, is going to give you $450,000 per person. Now, what's terrible about all of this is that the standard insurance, if one of our guys in the Army or the Marines, whatever, is killed in the line of duty, the standard insurance is $100,000. Now, they can buy more insurance, but they have to pay for it, up to $400,000, apparently. So now what we're saying here is that Joe Biden wants to give illegal aliens $450,000 per family member. So if they had two kids plus the two adults, they would be getting close to $2 million for their inconvenience when they invaded our country and they were separated from their children. There's a real simple solution here, folks. No one's forcing these people to invade our country. They did not have to come here illegally. They could have stayed in Mexico. And by the way, Mexico is attempting to give green cards to these people so that they can work in Mexico. They don't want green cards from Mexico. They want to come across the border illegally because they know that once they're let into our country, they're never to be seen again. They don't show up for their asylum court dates that are usually 2 and 3 and 4 years down the road. They know that once they get into the United States and they're bused or flown to whatever city we're flying them to, I wonder how they decide where they're dispersing these people. I know that Catholic Charities takes a lot of these people, so maybe it's dependent, and other NGOs, other charitable organizations, so maybe it's really dependent on who can take them, who has capacity to take them in, because they have to go somewhere. And generally, you know, the charitable organizations is who's caring for them. Now, keep in mind, the government, federal government, is paying these charitable organizations to care for these people. The Catholic Church, and I'm a Catholic here, folks, so this has nothing to do with being anti-Catholic. I'm just anti-stupid. The Catholic Church has been given over $2 billion in the last several years to take care of illegal aliens, and the checks keep coming. So they have an incentive, in essence, to get these illegal aliens into our country because they're using this money to fund the church. There's no doubt about it, because conservative Catholics are walking away from the Catholic Church in droves, closing their checkbooks, and the only way for the Catholic Church in the United States to make up for that money is with government funds. So they're getting federal government funds. So in essence, the Catholic Church is on welfare, taking care of these people. But anyway, Joe Biden, you know, he wants to give these people $450,000 per person. This is more money than these illegal aliens could ever conceive of in their lifetime, because they would never even earn this kind of money. Working their entire life, they probably wouldn't earn $450,000. Certainly not in their own countries, they wouldn't. And even in our country, they tend to be in minimum wage jobs. They're not going to earn $450,000 in probably 20 years. It's just not going to happen. So I don't know. I just think, folks, every day it's hard for me to turn on the news, because as Forrest Gump used to say, stupid is as stupid does. And every day we seem to hear something more stupid going on in our country, which for the life of me, I just don't understand how this can happen. Furthermore, I don't know how the president has the authority to give away this money without an act of Congress, for God's sakes. I would think if they're going to give away millions and millions of dollars, and that's what it would be, that it would require maybe hundreds of millions, who knows, that it would require an act of Congress. But apparently the president, any president, they think they have executive order to do, that they can use executive orders to do just about anything they want. And so this is another one of those situations where I certainly hope that the Republicans push back. There might even be a few Democrats, wouldn't be many, but maybe there's a few thinking Democrats still left that would push back on something like this, because it's so stupid. And so, you know, I just think as taxpayers, folks, it's bad enough that the president's giving away the store, and we're going to talk about it later, with the Green New Deal. That's a whole nother subject. But now the notion of paying illegal aliens for their inconvenience, I'm sorry, folks. They have come into our country illegally. Nobody asked them to come. They came of their own volition. And the fact that the ACLU is representing them, the American Communists, whatever the heck they are, they're not the Civil Liberties Union, that's for sure, because they're representing these illegal aliens who've committed crimes. They probably represented BLM and Antifa, for all we know. And so they represent people that commit horrendous crimes. And then, you know, the American taxpayer is supposed to pay the bill. Well, I don't want to pay the bill. Look, I have no problem helping the poor. And believe me, my wife and I are involved in all sorts of charities. And we're very sympathetic to people in need. We really are. But I'm not sympathetic to people who commit crimes. I'm just not. I support legal immigration for sure. You know, we need to have, you know, more professionals coming into our country, because clearly we can use all the scientists we can get. We can use all the mathematicians we can get. We certainly can use all the doctors we can get, you know, with 78 million baby boomers turning 65 at the rate of 10,000 a day for the next 15 to 20 years. Any doctor that wants to come to our country from any country in the world, assuming they've been trained in a decent medical school, should have an immediate green card. We need doctors. We need nurses. We need caregivers for nursing homes and for assisted living facilities. We need people to do that work, no doubt about it. But we don't need people who are unskilled. And, you know, now we do need people that work in agriculture. We may need people who work in the hospitality industry, and they can be unskilled for sure. But the notion that all of these unskilled, millions of unskilled people are invading our country, and they're going to end up on welfare and food stamps, they're going to end up in our hospitals, they're going to end up in our public schools. You know, it's estimated that illegal aliens cost the American taxpayer over $200 billion a year. $200 billion a year. Folks, Social Security and Medicare are going bankrupt. We need to solve that problem first. We'll be back with more after this quick break.
Are you caring for an older person or a loved one who needs assistance? Paragon Home Resources can help you maintain their independent living for as long as possible anywhere in the United States. We offer property management services to deal with all facets of maintaining the current home. We can also assist with obtaining a reverse mortgage to free up home equity to pay for home care and other needs. And should your loved one require assisted living or a move-in with a family member, we can handle the details of selling the home for the best possible price. Paragon Home Resources can assist with helping you sort belongings to determine which will be kept and those that require an estate sale or donation to charity. Your Paragon Home Resources coordinator will be accessible through a convenient toll-free number. As part of our service, you'll get a needs assessment to determine the services that are necessary. Caring for a loved one doesn't have to be stressful. Call Paragon Home Resources to learn more. 1-800-959-7270 or visit us at ParagonHomeResources.com.
Now, back to CEO Business Mind, the radio show for entrepreneurs, small business owners, and professionals with Joe Morabito
with CEO Business Mind for the second segment of our show. I want to talk about election integrity, and I want to say categorically that election integrity is not voter suppression. You know, the Democrats, socialists, they whenever red states enact laws that are designed to ensure election integrity, they call that voter suppression. So if you require an ID to vote, that's voter suppression. If you require people to actually ask for absentee ballots, that's voter suppression. If you prohibit ballot harvesting, you know, people gathering up ballots so you lose chain of custody, that's voter suppression, according to the Democrats. If you allow ballots to be stuffed into unmanned boxes just sitting out in parking lots somewhere, that's if you don't allow it, rather, that's voter suppression. Let's see, what else is voter suppression? You know, when we had the 2020 election, it's very interesting. And the reason, by the way, half the country still believes that there was incredible election fraud in that election and that Donald Trump actually won the election. But the blue states, in the name of COVID, their governors passed emergency rules. And they went around their state legislatures, which normally they'd have to be voted. These election rule changes would have to be voted. And they put in all of these crazy ideas where you didn't have to have voter ID. You didn't have to request a ballot if you were going to vote absentee. You didn't have to show up at the polling place. You could turn your ballot in at these, I don't know, for lack of a better word, receptacles, just boxes sitting somewhere in the middle of parking lots or whatever without any guards or anything. So they lost chain of custody in terms of the ballots. And that's a really important thing. And they did it by emergency declaration. We had it in Nevada because we're a blue state where I live. Of course, in Pennsylvania, they did it. In Wisconsin, they did it. In Michigan, they did it. You know, in Georgia, they did it. You know, the states that Trump barely lost, but enough that if the elections had been honest in those states, Trump would definitely have won the election. You know, we've not seen in American history, and this is why we know, Trump carried Ohio, Florida, and Texas. I don't think any president has lost an election, I think in our history, that has carried Ohio, Florida, and Texas. And what did those states have in common? They had honest elections. They didn't have all the shenanigans that went on in Pennsylvania and Michigan and in Georgia and in Arizona, in Wisconsin. They didn't have any of the shenanigans, you know, that went on. So I think we really need to understand that when Republicans talk of election integrity, all they're doing is making sure that people who vote are legally allowed to vote. And I don't understand. So apparently, you know, you have to have identification, of course, to go on an airplane. You have to have identification if you go to a bank. We're going to a concert in a few months, and they're requiring vaccination cards. So we have to prove that we've been vaccinated. So obviously, you know, there's different kinds of identification, basically. But the reality and the notion that, you know, somehow poor people can't get ID is just baloney. My mom, who never drove, had the equivalent of a driver's license that she got from the DMV. And it was exactly like a driver's license. It had her picture. It was photo ID. It was what she used if she had to go on an airplane, you know, or anytime she was at the bank or any of the grocery store cashing a check, whatever, and she had to show ID. And I don't think she paid anything for it. I think it was free and it was no big deal getting it. And so this notion that, you know, I guess they're implying that people of color, I don't know what they're saying, because are they saying in essence that people of color are too stupid to go to wherever they would have to go to get ID? I don't believe that. I certainly don't believe that. My mother had no problem, even when she was in her 80s, getting the ID that was required, whether to vote or to go to the bank. She never drove, so she never had a driver's license, but she had the equivalent of a driver's license as ID, and it was free. The states that do this, it's free. Now, it is true, you have to get off your butt and you have to get to wherever you need to go to make it happen. Yes, it may take a little bit of effort, but it's not the end of the world. And besides, people need ID anyway for so many other things aside from voting. So we have to have election integrity, because if we don't have election integrity and we can't trust our elections, it's the end of our democracy, folks. It really is. And so when the Democrats talk about voter suppression, they want to pass all of the things they did by emergency declarations, governor's declarations. They want no voter ID. They want ballot harvesting. They want unmanned boxes where you can drop off votes. They want to be able to count votes a week, 2 weeks after the election, like they did before. You know, none of this can work. There's too much possibility of fraud. And so, again, if we can't trust our elections, now watch what happens in Virginia. As I'm doing this show today, the election in Virginia is happening because this is the Tuesday of the election. If by some chance the Republican wins by a very small number, the Democrats will contest the election. And believe me, you know, one thing I have to say about socialists, and I'm a former history teacher. I'm sorry, but, you know, I have to rely on history because history is my teacher. Socialists, communists, and fascists throughout history will lie. They will cheat. They will steal. And history teaches us they will even murder to stay in power, feeding at the trough. I'm sorry to say these things, folks, but I was a history teacher. I know what happened in what happens in Cuba. I know what happened in the old Soviet Union. I know what happens in Venezuela. I know what happens in North Korea. You know, Stalin from the Soviet Union used to say, it doesn't matter who votes. What matters is who counts the votes. And so, you know, one of the things we just have to guard against is election fraud. And if it means that there has to be some rules, which is what the Republicans are doing right now in the state legislatures that they control, they're requiring voter ID. They're requiring people to request ballots. They're not just mailing out millions of ballots as happened last time. And I know in Nevada, the dead voted because I know that ballots went out to people who either were dead or had left Nevada, were no longer eligible to vote. They've left the area. And so because the rolls weren't clean, the voter rolls weren't clean. And so we know that some percentage of ballots, whether in Pennsylvania, whether in Wisconsin, whether in Michigan, whether in Georgia, even in Arizona, that some number of ballots went out the door to people who were not eligible to vote. And so the question is, what happened with those ballots? You know, if they were voted by somebody, presumably, and put in those unmanned receptacles, then the chain of custody is lost. We don't know who voted those ballots. And so at the end of the day, folks, we have to have election integrity. It's going to be really interesting as we watch Virginia today. Supposedly, the Republican is ahead by at least 2 or 3 points. Some people think more. So logically, at least in the polls, it's indicating that the Republicans should win. And, you know, Terry McAuliffe, his latest, I have to tell you, in Virginia, I'm watching this election. Terry McAuliffe basically said yesterday that they have too many white teachers in Virginia, that 50% of the kids in Virginia are people of color, and that 80% of the teachers happen to be white. Well, I would ask the question, so where are the black, where are the Mexican teachers? Why aren't they applying for these jobs if that's true? Now, many of these people may have been in teaching for years and years, and they'll end up retiring, and probably a lot of those jobs will be filled by minorities, not necessarily as a result of affirmative action, but because more and more people, blacks and Mexicans and others, are graduating and becoming teachers, and they will be applying for those jobs. So when those jobs open up, a lot of them will go to minorities, and that's all fine and dandy. But in the meantime, Terry McAuliffe, who does support critical race theory, by the way, which the people in Virginia are rejecting and by huge numbers, you know, if you've been following Loudoun County, which has been the epicenter of the whole critical race theory imbroglio that's been going, and it's happening all over the country, folks. In Reno, Nevada, where I live, they're attempting to put this critical race theory into our school district, and we've been fighting it like crazy. The latest thing, as well as sex education, they're doing sex education now younger and younger in elementary school. And I would ask the question, you know, I saw a curriculum item that's on the school board meeting, as a matter of fact, this week, that talks about puberty, teaching about puberty in the fourth grade. Well, most kids don't reach puberty until sixth, seventh, or eighth grade. So why do we need to teach sex education, or at least a lot of it, in the fourth and fifth grade when half the kids in our country can't read and do math at grade level? You know, we have a real focus problem in our public schools. Time for a break. We'll have more CEO Business Mind in a moment.
Thank you. Are you planning to move? Paragon Home Resources can help you sell or buy a home anywhere in the United States. We provide a home resources coordinator to manage all aspects of your move. We recommend qualified real estate agents and other services to prepare your home for sale. Best of all, if you sell or buy a home with our assistance, you could be eligible to receive a tax-free real estate commission cash reward. We can also help you obtain a mortgage at competitive interest rates. Our lenders offer fixed and adjustable rates, conforming and non-conforming loans, plus FHA and VA financing. We can also assist first-time buyers with as little as 5% down. And when it comes time to move, we can refer you to qualified movers or other companies to assist with self-moves. Paragon Home Resources helps make moving as easy as possible. Call Paragon Home Resources to learn more. 1-800-959-7270. Or visit us at ParagonHomeResources.com.
Whether you're thinking of starting a business or just moving up the corporate ladder, this is the place for practical advice. CEO Business Mind with Joe Morabito.
And this is Joe Morabito with CEO Business Mind for the second half of my show. If you want to get to me, it's really easy. Just Google CEOBusinessMind.com. Look for the box that says subscribe. Type in your email information. Follow the confirmation instructions, and you can take a look at my blog postings going back several years. You can see some of the businesses that we're in. You can even check out some of the job openings we might have in the United States. We are looking for kind of a marketing specialist. Can work anywhere, as a matter of fact. If anybody's interested, send me a resume. If you're interested in my political ramblings, and that's just what they are, go to nationalfreedomforum.com, look for the box that says subscribe, type in your email information, follow the confirmation instructions, and you will get my political ramblings, usually every day. If you're interested in one of our growing businesses, go to paragonhomeresources.com, look for the line that says blog, click on it. Again, type in your email information, follow the confirmation instructions, and you can take a look at my home-related blog postings that I usually write two or three, sometimes four times a week. If you've missed any of my shows, you can go to talkzone.com, and you'll find all of my podcasts there, and you can click on any of the dates, and you can catch up on any shows that you might have mixed. So now we are at the third segment of our show, and I want to talk about the American Medical Association is sick, folks. They're sick. These woke left-wing doctors and administrators, I don't know who the heck runs the American Medical Association, but they are now telling their members, and I assume not all doctors belong, because the AMA is so left-wing socialist that I'm sure there are many doctors that would want to have no association with them. But they're telling their members that they need to approach patients through the lens of critical race theory, which is racist, revisionist, Marxist, fake history, and with regard to the LGBTQIA agenda, which relates to, I don't know, everything gender and some sensitivity, I guess. And then also with a sensitivity toward the disabled, because there are certain words, and this is true with all of this, there are certain words you're not allowed to say anymore. So, for example, you can't use the term able-bodied because the presumption is that the disabled are not able-bodied, okay, as a result of their disability. So if you were to adhere to what the woke American Medical Association is pushing, then obviously there's like a whole lot of words you can't use anymore when you talk to patients. Well, I don't know about you folks, but I'm going to tell you something. If any of the doctors that I give business to give me any of this politically corrupt crap, that appointment will be the last I have with that doctor. The last thing I need as my doctor is examining my prostate is him telling me that I'm a white oppressor. That's just not going to go over with me. I'm sorry. That is not going to happen. And so, to be honest, when I read this this article about the AMA, I had a hard time, frankly, even understand what the heck they were talking about, because I don't know what any of this has to do with caring for patients, regardless of what color they are. So are you supposed to somehow deal with a white patient differently than you would deal with a black or a Hispanic patient? Hopefully they're there because they've got some medical problem. I know I would be if I go to a doctor. I've got some medical problem and I want him to treat the problem. I certainly don't want him to lecture me or to give me any kind of political BS, you know, from his woke agenda. So, you know, when I read this, I thought, where are we going with all of this? You know, the notion of canceling out words, canceling out people, you know, you can't use the word history anymore because history is his story. You can't use the word history anymore. I don't know what word you use instead of history. And so there are so many words that because they might have, I don't know, a male orientation to them, I don't know. I just don't know what any of it means anymore. But what I do know is that half of the country is buying none of it. And half of the country is so sick and tired of all of this baloney, and it's I would use a better word, but it's baloney, it's BS. And now, you know, these woke organizations, these woke companies that are attempting to impose racist, critical race theory, which is Marxist, socialist, revisionist history, that's simply not true. I was a history teacher, and folks, I have no problem teaching multicultural education. I did it when I was a history teacher. I have no problem teaching about the great, the good, the bad, and the ugly of American history and world history. But you got to tell it all. You got to tell it all. For example, white Europeans did not invent slavery. Slavery existed on virtually every continent in the world. All colors of slaves, by the way. Africans had slaves. Aztecs had slaves. Maya had slaves. Inca had slaves. Asians had slaves. Arabs had slaves. And sometimes the slaves were actually white. I mean, you remember the story of Exodus and the Jews in Egypt? Well, they were a Semitic people. I don't know whether you would have considered them brown or white. They might have been brown because of the sun. I don't know. But the fact of the matter is, slavery was not invented by white Europeans. And in fact, it was African tribes that actually captured slaves that were sold to the white Europeans. Look, I'm not trying to justify slavery in all of this. It's evil. It's evil, no doubt about it. But we have to tell the truth. We can't teach history through a lens that's simply not true. And so I have no problem saying what is, you know, we teach the good, the great, the bad, the ugly. We don't attempt to whitewash. I don't think I can say whitewash. That's probably not the right word. We don't attempt to somehow soften the story. The story, if it's cruel, is cruel. And we should tell it as being a cruel story or being an ugly story or being an evil story. But we have to say the truth. You know, I have a real problem with those who want to demonize Christopher Columbus. Christopher Columbus changed the world, folks. Happens to be Italian, and so I like him because he was Italian. But he changed the world. Was he perfect? Of course not. But when he came to Mexico or to the Caribbean, there was cannibalism. The Aztecs were practicing human sacrifice. The Christian missionaries ended all of that. Well, was that evil? Yes, they brought Christianity to these people. But in the process, they ended human sacrifice. The Aztecs would kill thousands of people every year and cut their heads off, and their heads would roll down the steps of the pyramids in Mexico City. So the fact that the Christian missionaries stopped all of that, was that bad? Or is that something that should have been allowed to continue? Look, I don't doubt for a minute that there are some very sad, sad stories in all of this. And I know those stories because I taught history. I taught world history. I taught American history. I know the stories of slavery and racism. I know what Jim Crow laws did to people after the Civil War, to black people after the Civil War, that, oh, by the way, it was the Democrats that put those laws into place. It was the Democrats that, you know, practiced incredible discrimination and the lynchings and all of that in the South. These were terrible, terrible times for black people. I know all of that, and I get the stories, and we need to teach the lessons of history so that we never repeat them. I get all of that, but we have to be honest about what took place in history. We can't teach a revisionist history that isn't the truth. We would be doing a disservice both to those who were impacted by these horrible times and to others whose ancestors may have been involved in implementing these horrible times. Certainly not the people of today, for God's sakes. As someone who lived through the civil rights movement in the 60s and the 70s, and saw the great work that Martin Luther King did, and saw the notion that we shouldn't be judged by the color of our skin. Now all they want to do is judge everybody by the color of their skin. We can't do that. We're dividing our nation in a way that's almost irretrievable. And we have to stop. We have to bring our nation together. We have to recognize that we are one people under God, and that it doesn't matter what race we are. And that at the end of the day, we want to see everybody do well. We want everybody to be successful. We want everybody to live the American dream, regardless of what color they are. We'll take a quick time out and be back for more CEO Business Mind.
Are you caring for an older person or a loved one who needs assistance? Paragon Home Resources can help you maintain their independent living for as long as possible anywhere in the United States. We offer property management services to deal with all facets of maintaining the current home. We can also assist with obtaining a reverse mortgage to free up home equity to pay for home care and other needs. And should your loved one require assisted living or a move in with a family member, we can handle the details of selling the home for the best possible price. Paragon Home Resources can assist with helping you sort belongings to determine which will be kept and those that require an estate sale or donation to charity. Your Paragon Home Resources coordinator will be accessible through a convenient toll-free number. As part of our service, you'll get a needs assessment to determine the services that are necessary. Caring for a loved one doesn't have to be stressful. Call Paragon Home Resources to learn more. 1-800-959-7270 or visit us at paragonhomeresources.com.
Harnessing the entrepreneurial spirit of America. This is CEO Business Mind with Joe Morabito.
And this is Joe Morabito for the fourth and final segment of my show today. You know, I've been watching President Joe Biden over in Europe in Glasgow, and he's at the climate conference or whatever, and he falls asleep. Well, I'm willing to give him a break. You know, the guy didn't have his afternoon nap. And it's true, the time zone differences are a killer. As someone who's traveled all over the world, I know that it takes a good week to adjust to the time zone differences. And the president, in this case, Biden, you know, he's been on for 8 to 10 to 12 hours a day, and he can't do that. I mean, he's a 3-hour a day guy, and he's got to have his afternoon nap. And so no doubt the speakers he was listening to were really boring anyway, and he fell asleep. Okay, we give him a break for that. What I don't give him a break for is this whole Green New Deal. Folks, here's the reality. Do you know that in the last 170 years, which is really the industrial era, the Earth's temperature, and I get this off the internet, so if this is fake news, then it's fake news. But this is the information that's in the internet. In the last 170 years, the world's temperature has gone up 1.1 degrees. 1.1 degrees. And with all the hoopla, that's the trillions of dollars that they want to spend on the Green New Deal, they're trying to contain the increase in the world's temperature in the next 50 years to 1.5 degree increase. Now, folks, I'm going to tell you, I don't have a problem with recognizing that over thousands of years, there's climatic change. It's been happening for thousands of years. I'm going to tell you, however, that the United States is cleaner than any other country when it comes to pollution. We have done a great job of reducing our carbon footprint. And most of it is because we've converted pretty much from coal power plants to natural gas, which is 50% cleaner than coal. We put the catalytic converters on all of our cars to try to reduce emission, carbon emissions from our cars. And that's worked really well. I remember growing up in Los Angeles in North Hollywood where we lived, and it was so smoggy that you could be standing across the street from a mountain and not see the mountain. I worked at the LA Zoo when I was a kid, and I did tours and I did vending machines. And there were times, the zoo is like in a basin, there were times after working a Saturday when I would go home wheezing because the smog was so bad in Los Angeles. Those days are long gone. Yes, there's pollution. Yes, there's smog. It's nothing like what you see in China. Believe me, I've been there. I've seen it. Okay. So we've done a great job. Our problem is not in the United States. The problem is China and India. And neither of those countries is going to pull back anytime soon. China is building a coal-fired plant a week. China did not show up at this climate conference. Neither did Russia. And so we have to recognize, folks, there may be an energy source in the future that's pretty green, whatever it's going to be, whether it's solar, whether it's wind, I don't know. More likely it's going to be hydrogen or something like that. But right now, solar and wind cannot power a modern industrial economy. It just can't. It's impossible. So we have to use carbon energy. We have to use nuclear. We have to use a lot more natural gas because it's much cleaner. And the good news is we have tons of both. We have tons of oil. The United States had become energy independent for the first time in decades under President Trump. Gasoline was down to $1.99 a gallon in some places. Now, in California, in Nevada, in California, it's around close to $5. Even in Nevada, where I live, the last time I filled up, it was $4.69. Now, it was half that a year ago. So we have to recognize, folks, that the cost of energy is behind the cost of everything. This inflation that we see happening is what you're seeing is the cost of energy being passed through. Now, I find it really ironic that Joe Biden approved the Russia pipeline to Germany, which is to carry natural gas, when we could have provided Germany, all of Europe really, with liquefied natural gas that would have created thousands and thousands of jobs in the United States and billions of dollars of income in the United States. We could have supplied that natural gas to Europe. So instead, Joe Biden approves the pipeline with Russia, our enemy, by the way, giving them billions of dollars in income that they then can use to build hypersonic missiles and more nuclear weapons. How stupid is that? Again, Forrest Gump, stupid is as stupid does. He strikes down the Keystone pipeline, which was going to bring oil in from Canada, our ally, into the United States, much cleaner, by the way, than putting that same oil on trains or trucks, because the carbon emissions from trains or trucks is obviously significantly more than anything would have been the case by putting that oil into pipelines. You know, some of these decisions that are being made are so stupid. Now, in the meantime, Biden is attempting to kill carbon energy in the United States, but he's begging OPEC, he's begging Russia, he's begging Venezuela to start pumping more oil. What the hell is that all about? We have oil in the United States. We have natural gas in the United States. We don't need to buy those commodities from other countries. Why would any president want to give business to countries, in many cases, who hate us? What is the logic of it? I just can't see it. And so this Green New Deal that they're talking about, let's be clear. The infrastructure plan that's about, I think, $1.5 million, about $600 billion of that is all Green New Deal stuff. It is not building bridges or roads or ports or trains or pipes, you know, replacing lead pipes and this and that. No, 500 or more billion of it is all Green New Deal stuff. And the other little piece of this equation that you may not be aware of is the plan for first world countries to pay third world countries money, billions and billions of dollars of taxpayer money, would be paid by Joe Biden and the National Socialist, the third world countries, so that they can develop their electric grids, so that they can put in presumably clean energy. I don't know. Now, you know, any money that goes to these third world countries, a lot of it ends up in Swiss bank accounts. So the corruption is just so great. So you can bet some of our taxpayer money, when we give it to these third world dictators, that money's going into Swiss bank accounts. It's not all going to go to build clean energy, I can tell you right now. And so while we're doing this, Social Security and Medicare are going bankrupt. He's got new entitlements in the $1.75 trillion Swindlers plan that he's trying to push through. There's new entitlements there when we haven't even solved the problem of Social Security and Medicare yet. And so I know the Green New Deal is nothing more than a big government socialist scheme to raise taxes, and it's the largest redistribution of income scheme ever implemented in the world. And so you're going to have billions and billions, even trillions of dollars going from taxpayers in the United States and other first world countries to third world countries. It's like welfare for third world countries. And folks, I'm sympathetic to helping people with food and the things that they need overseas because they're desperate. But when we have problems of our own, when we have Social Security and Medicare going bankrupt, when we have homeless people living on our streets that we haven't even addressed, and that's a huge problem in some big cities in our country, in Los Angeles, in San Francisco, in Seattle, in Portland, in New York, in Chicago. I mean, they're homeless everywhere. And so we have poor in our country. We have people living in homes that are slums in our country. And now we're going to give all this money to third world countries. And so I just look at this and I know the Green New Deal is baloney. Look, there's no doubt that we may have an increase in tornadoes and hurricanes and fires and who knows, earthquakes, you name it, tsunamis, whatever. Now, I don't doubt that those things are happening. I'm not a climate denier, but I know climate change is about climatic change that happens over thousands of years. We will go, I guarantee you, from global warming to global cooling in the next 50 to 100 years. Well, we're out of time for this week, folks, but I hope you'll join me next week again for more CEO Business Mind.
Are you planning to move? Paragon Home Resources can help you sell or buy a home anywhere in the United States. We provide a home resources coordinator to manage all aspects of your move. We recommend qualified real estate agents and other services to prepare your home for sale. Best of all, if you sell or buy a home with our assistance, you could be eligible to receive a tax-free real estate commission cash reward. We can also help you obtain a mortgage at competitive interest rates. Our lenders offer fixed and adjustable rates, conforming and non-conforming loans, plus FHA and VA financing. We can also assist first-time buyers with as little as 5% down. And when it comes time to move, we can refer you to qualified movers or other companies to assist with self-moves. Paragon Home Resources helps make moving as easy as possible. Call Paragon Home Resources to learn more. 1-800-959-7270 or visit us at ParagonHomeResources.com.